Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss the Drag Race Season 15 talent show, the gay-on-gay hate in response to the Real Friends of WeHo, Prince Harry's penis tell-all, and we create a new zodiac in honor of the Year of the Short Kings. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hey, speaking of our Discord, next week we are doing our annual predictions episode of the podcast. So if you have any predictions or questions that you want to ask our psychic brains, we will have a discussion on our Patreon's Discord. So join us. We would love your input. Let us know what you want us to predict or what you want us to predict about. Join our Discord and we'll see you over there. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello. It was a run by fruiting.
It sure was.
Yeah, hi.
If you had to throw a piece of fruit at someone, you had, oh, that's what you would throw? I don't think you'd be able to throw it very far.
It's giving shot put in that way.
Exactly. That's what my brain thought too.
Hudson didn't know what shot put was. I had to explain it to him.
Big track agenda.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I think that's field agenda.
Oh, track and field. That's the field.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
The field is like high jumping, long jumping.
No, where do you high jump? You high jump on the track.
No, it's a little area at the end. It's like on the football field.
It's giving break your neck.
I could never high jump. Even when they had us practice it, I was like, "Who? This is an awkward way to run and jump. Turn backwards. Yeah,
it looks like dislocate your shoulder.
Why can't you run and jump head first over? Bend back? I don't get it.
If a serial scoliosis? Killer told me that I had to do that leaping run thing where you run and you leap over a thing.
Hurdle,
that's the word. If I had to do that with a gun to my head, and if I tripped, I would die, I would be dead.
Is this the Franklin the Hurdles Queens edition? You know they got
what
different.
What happens when you put a turtle in a girdle?
Cinched.
For the gods?
Yeah. Well, I once did, I pole vaulted at track and field once. And I made it over the opening height.
Okay.
That seems crazy to me. I can't even imagine. I learned that and did it.
Okay.
My brother was like an all-state pole vaulter.
Okay.
And what did you do? Hurdle the turtle in your girdle.
I ran the 800 and I never placed.
Last place is a place, baby.
Tell my family that.
Oh, I know this is a trauma for you, so I won't laugh.
Yeah. Although you do love to laugh, thank you for abstaining.
I will honor your trauma.
Yeah.
I'll honor it. Hey, speaking of high school.
Okay.
What's the itty bitty titty committee all about?
I don't know. I was never inducted.
Really?
In fact, I think they conspired against me.
Do you think people still say that these days, nowadays?
Did people say it then?
I feel like, yeah. I feel like it was like dads shaming daughters. Who invented the itty bitty?
What are you talking about?
I feel like when I grew up, I was around men who would call girls flat and tell them they were part of the itty bitty titty committee.
What men and what girls? What was going on in your swamp town?
I don't know. It's just like it feels like something the patriarchy would have come up with.
And there we have it. Thank you for getting to the root.
Yes.
Me to my dentist.
Were you bullied as a child for being in the itty bitty titty committee?
Now, I need you to know I was a big girl growing up. So, no, I was not bullied for being in the little bitty titties in the committees.
What was the big titty committee called?
I don't know, but I was in it.
Okay.
And you know what they say? Big girls don't cry.
Personal.
Yeah, Fergie. I had a tweet about Fergie yesterday. I said Fergie is timeless. And somebody replied, "No, she's 3008." I said, "You know what? You're right.
Great. I wasn't Fergie at all that I was thinking of. It was Gwen Stefani. I was gonna tell a story, but it was about Gwen Stefani and not Fergie, so I take it back. Never mind. I brought it up.
If given the option, I would pass.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not into Gwen. I'm not into Gwen.
Is it because she's in the itty bitty titty committee?
No, she's in the Bubble Pop Electric.
Oh.
You've got to get it.
All right, I've got it. Hey,
when she said, "Tonight I'm gonna give you all my love in the backseat," I felt that. Once I did give somebody all my love in the backseat.
Do minivans have backseats?
Yeah, two rows of backseats.
Isn't it technically a trunk?
I gave somebody my love in the trunk.
Yeah.
What you going to do with all that junk?
Isn't that an Usher song?
See, timeless.
Isn't that an Usher song? I want to make love in this trunk.
No, Usher
has a Vegas residency now, I believe.
Should we go?
Should we get our own?
Vegas residency? In the same theater?
As
in
what?
A tiny pocket
as
of
Ushers?
We'll buy out a
weekend.
A weekend in the same seat area, and we'll tell everyone that we'll be performing in his audience during his shows.
Oh, damn.
To the section around us.
Do you think
so? It's kind of like a battle.
You think we'd get kicked out?
As soon as he senses that we're competition, yes.
Do you think he wants to make love in this club?
He wants to make love in this trunk.
Okay.
When I saw that movie about Halle Berry answering calls for the call center, which we bring up a lot.
I think it's called The Call.
The Call.
Halle Berry just calls in the new hit movie, The Call.
She found her calling. But it really gave me a scary, scary feeling about making phone calls from a car trunk. I don't like the thought of having to do that.
I mean,
hello, I'm in a trunk and I can't see anything. I'm on a highway. Ooh.
I think if I'm in a trunk, I would rather be on the phone than not on the phone.
We got to figure, you know what, me and you, we got to figure out ways to escape kidnapping, and then we need to disseminate that information to the cycle babies, because when we educate the legendary children of the House of Babel, then maybe they'll be able to live and learn and live and thrive.
And get loves.
Sure.
I think the first way to
the
make...
The diapers?
Yeah, that's what you said. You live, you learn, you get loves.
Okay, that, sure.
You said their slogan.
Okay, Ursher. Ursher.
Ursher G. Ferguson. Ooh. I think the first way to make sure you don't get put in a trunk is to not have a car with a trunk. You got to get a minivan.
Minivans have trunks.
You know how, no, it's like a hatchback. You know when Uber drivers are all have a minivan, but they don't want you to close the door. They just want you to push the button, or they'll push the button for you.
Yeah, I hate it.
I'm always like, ma'am, I had a minivan growing up. I know how to close the door.
I've been yelled at for slamming their trunk too hard. And I'm like, do I look like somebody who's exerting any energy into this? I didn't.
When I used to fly down there to still record this in person, I had the same driver 2 weeks in a row because he had a huge sign on the taped on the back passenger window that was all, "Do not slam this door when you get out!" Exclamation point.
Listen, I get it. They want to protect their
who's
it's
slamming?
Their car. People be slamming.
You know who's slamming?
Ooh, here we go. Take me there.
Short kings.
Oh, it is the year of short kings. Let's talk about it.
I didn't No, it was previously the year of the twink. Now it's the year of the short king.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like the year of the twink is coming to a close.
Is this, I think gays should come up with their own version of the Chinese zodiac where it's like year of the rat, year of the pig, and it just cycles every 12 years. We should have that. Year of the twink, year of the short king.
We can keep rat and pig.
Top 1012.
Rat, pig, twink. Okay, we're 25% done.
Short kings.
Short kings, okay.
Do you think it's year of the top and year of the bottom?
Top can be one, bottom can be one, verse can be one. We're going to have to disperse them.
Ooh, what about
they
year,
can't be in a row.
Year of the thrussy?
Thrussy. Year of the side.
Or, actually, no, I think it's year of the throat goat.
Throat goat, yeah.
And keeping
goats, yes.
Keeping in the animal theme.
Can you
explain to me what a gay rat is?
I'm looking at one. I'm looking at one.
I didn't realize you had a mirror up. Y'all missed the look he gave me as he clicked his pen.
Oh, you know what, Daddy? You're the daddy.
What about...
and legendary children of the House of Babel.
Yeah, it's our year.
Okay. We're not included in that.
I am a child.
No, we're the legendary parents.
I am a child, and you can't make me grow up.
Did you see the Rolling Stones 200 Greatest Singers of All Time?
You talk about how they left off Celine Dion?
I mean, I don't really care about them leaving off Celine Dion. It's like there's a million people they quote-unquote left off, and there's a million people who should not be on there. And then they started getting defensive of like, we said singers, not voices. We said singers. So stop taking it personally if your favorite voice isn't on here. It's like, okay. Also, anything like that is just an engagement farm. Do people not know that yet?
Did they not try to just, did they not define the difference between a singer and a vocalist?
I don't think the children know the difference.
I don't think they knew the
difference. Look at who's selling out stadiums.
Sold out arenas, you can suck my penis.
Redacted.
That's so. What Lil Jon said.
Were there any glaring absences from the 200 Greatest Singers for you?
Baby, I skipped to the top 10.
Okay, who was the top 10?
I couldn't tell you.
So no,
Beyonce.
Did you skipped to the top 10 and then skipped the top 10?
I can tell you what I remembered. The top 10 were all people of color. It was like Aretha Franklin, Beyonce, maybe Al Green.
Okay.
I was like, yeah, facts.
Okay. I mean, do people not understand all things like that are subjective? Nobody will ever agree with it. There's no reason to get up in a tizzy because it's arbitrary, it's subjective, it means nothing. There are no rewards, there's no
stakes.
The only reward is engagement, and the only reward of that engagement is clicks and ad views. So like you, we are all just playing this system of like,
yeah, it's like, it's like when you tweet, this is my favorite Beyonce song, and then everyone in your replies tells you you're wrong, as if your favorite song can be wrong to you.
Right. People are dumb.
Angry online.
Angry, angry. People are feeling unheard.
They really
people are feeling silenced.
They really shouldn't be this angry in the year of the short king.
I know. Well, they must be tall. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hey, do you even know who Matthew Lawrence is?
Matthew Lawrence. I know Martin Lawrence. I know our friend Lawrence.
Matthew Lawrence from Boy Meets World.
No, he's the older brother.
Did you not watch Boy Meets World?
Yes, I did. I only.
Do you know who TLC is?
Yes, Chili. Okay, you're wrong. Matthew Lawrence was not in Boy Meets World.
Yes, Matthew Lawrence from Boy Meets World and Chili from TLC are dating.
Matthew Lawrence is of the Lawrence brothers fame.
Wrong. Just do a quick Goog, my sweet little baby.
That's what I'm saying. Matthew Lawrence is Joey Lawrence's younger brother.
You're thinking of Joey Fatone. Oh my god. You do a
quick Google search right now of Lawrence.
I'm sending you a quick Google image search of the Lawrence brothers right now. I just sent you a picture.
It's there Joey, Matthew, and Andrew.
Anyway, do you care about this relationship?
I hope they both find love.
I saw something about how his ex was posting on her story being all... It was accusatory of them cheating or something, or I don't even. She was all, "You said you don't talk to her anymore," and then blah blah and blah 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 blah. And I thought, I don't care about anyone involved in this. I'm learning way too much information about this against my will, so I had to back away. I had to exit the tab.
I too have recently been forced to learn something against my will.
Okay, would you like to talk about Drag Race?
No, no, no. I want to hear your choices. My list is
okay. Well, I'll give you another choice. We can go back to Matthew Lawrence because his ex was accusing him of being like, "Well, why did you have Viagra?"
Speaking of dating, Sarah Bareilles got engaged.
It's a pass for me on this topic. I saw it. I liked her Instagram post. I thought love is love. Love is legalize it. And
we moved on.
Those people should have the same rights as us.
Listen, it was just, that was it. That was my whole beat. Also, did you read Prince Harry's memoir?
No, but I keep getting the trickle down. It's like anytime a celebrity releases a memoir, I have to, over the course of 7 months, receive pop crave headlines about what's in the
well,
memoir. Just do a bullet list. Give me all of it at once and let's move on.
Well, he discusses in the book whether or not he has cut or uncut the house down. Ooh, boots.
Hold on. Suddenly I'm literate.
What's your guess?
Of course he's uncut.
True.
That is regal.
He said that there was a lot. He said growing up in the press was all cut or uncut, cut or uncut.
Jesus. Is the press gay?
Are we the press?
Oh my God, we're the press!
Well, we did get press passes to that festival the one time.
Oh my God. Did you ever tell that story here? Corey lied about having press passes, and he said, I'm a photographer. And they said, where's your camera? Oh. And Corey showed them his cell phone. And
And
they let him in. And they let him in.
The most brave. I would never. I'm never this brave, daring, or anything.
Yeah.
I was all,
well, were you on drugs?
I was like, Mr. Security Man, I'm supposed to be in that tent. I know there's a line around the block, but I'm with the band. And he goes, all right, and just really ran me right to the front of that door.
I read that Prince Harry had frostbitten dick the day of his brother's wedding. And so, like, I'm at the point where I don't know if tweets are lying to me about what's in the memoir or what. I thought there's no way that there's no way I'm casually learning this in a non-trending tweet. Like, what? Certainly this, did it happen? I don't know, but here I am spreading misinformation.
Was that when he was like in the war?
Was he in a war?
He signed up for their version of the army. No,
people be doing that.
And
if I had to sign up for the, oh my God, did I sign up for the draft?
You're too old now. Well, you used to listen. Here's the trouble: you used to would have never made the cut to begin with your bad eyes, because they would
the
have been
cut
like,
or the uncut.
They would have been like, "Get this guy out of our army; he can't see for shit." But now
me
that
fumbling
you,
around,
now that you've got new eyes, they're all he's young blood. Put him on the field.
Put him on the field. Let him play. Let him.
Yeah,
officer, I can't pole vault. Captain, I don't really get the systems of the war.
What do you think your task would be in the war?
Concubine. What does that mean?
Did you say concubine?
Yes, I did.
That's not even the word.
A concubine.
Yes, that's the word.
Well, it was a play, if you will. I was playing with my words. It was a lingual. I'm a cunning linguist, if you will.
You're just the like hole for your troop.
In ancient ye olde time of the Romans or the Greeks or some shit, they had men who were just the concubines.
I heard this story the same day you heard it.
And so I feel like maybe I could also, if I had to be back yonder in that time, certainly I'm not getting out a sword. Certainly I'm not running around with some type of like shield and things and perhaps like a crossbow or a bow, maybe. But like, no, I'm just a hole, sir.
Yeah. You're the hole.
I think I would be like a nurse's assistant. Did they have nurses?
Yes.
I don't know.
You would fetch the bandages?
Yes. I'd be like, okay, what do we all need? I'm running to the storage closet.
No, yeah, right. They'd be like stitching someone up and you'd be all, ooh-wee, yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh, it doesn't look good.
I don't know. What would you be?
I'm too old to go to war.
I've always said it.
Thank you. I would be the captain of the itty bitty titty committee.
Captain?
I would be making sure no one's dicks got frostbite.
Honestly, well, that's the job of the concubine.
Keep their little D's warm.
I think I would be a water boy. Make sure everyone on the battlefield is hydrated. Who here needs a sip?
You're going to run down to the river with your pan?
Yeah, pan?
Yeah, I'm sure they had to fetch the water with a bucket or something.
Baby, they did not have... They just used their hands. They ran around.
Oh, you're going to run cupping a little bit of water?
Here, have a little sippy, sip, 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 sip. Are you thirsty? You look thirsty.
Oh, did you have a... What war is this? How ye olde time is it?
Oh, I'm thinking ancient, ancient, ancient.
Yeah, so what do you I'm think? I'm thinking they got the a movie 300. Bottle? You think they got a fucking hydro flask for you to fill and bring to the boys?
I don't know. A helmet. I'm running around with a helmet full of very fresh
I don't like
water.
I don't like on the football field when the football person just stands there and someone sprays the water in their mouth for them.
Oh, I could be me.
With like a Gatorade bottle, but there's like water and Gatorade in it.
If I ever win a football game, I do not want a Gatorade poured on me.
Hey, can you... I would love that, actually. I would think, how fun, me, soaked.
Sticky, 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 sticky.
Babe, you're going to shower after the football game anyway. Oh, you and all the right. bros are going to hit the locker room and snap each other's butts with the towel.
Okay, yeah. Who's thirsty? Who's hydrating? I'm the water boy in the locker room.
99 bottles of water on the wall.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, are we watching The Real Friends of WeHo?
I thought it was called Real Gays of WeHo.
No, The Real Friends of WeHo. MTV's newest housewives-like reality show following 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 gays. I don't know if they're all gay, but they're all definitely queer, if not gay.
I don't think I'm trying to support anything with Todrick Hall in it.
And there you have it.
Until he pays his debts.
Emotionally, figuratively, literally.
There was big drama. It's billed as the gay Real Housewives. It's on MTV. They're putting it after Drag Race, but before Untucked.
Yeah, I mean, my main problem with it is what you have said. However, I do find it interesting how viciously anti this show every gay seems to be. Take the individuals of the cast out of it. I think we can all agree that no matter who would have been cast, every gay would have torn it to shreds before it came out.
You think?
Absolutely.
I don't know. I saw some
there's not a world where like anybody would. So who is this show for? Is it for people who already know these people and are like, they want to be fans of them and support them? Because I don't know who that type of person would be. Is it for straight girls that want a gay best friend who love, like, who think, I don't know.
Is like, it for people who loved Brad Goreski on whatever that other show he was on that I didn't watch?
Drag Race Canada?
No, with that woman. Oh. Wait, wasn't he somebody's like assistant?
A
or
woman?
Yeah. Rachel Zoe.
Mrs.
Rachel Zoe Project. I didn't watch it.
Yeah. James Vaughn, was he not in Amazing Race?
Yeah. So if they're casting amazing racers, why weren't we on the short list?
Well, it is the year of the short kings.
James Vaughn married to Jonathan Bennett from
Listen,
Mean Girls.
I don't know. I do not want to join the bandwagon of hate for no reason. There are likely at least five people on this show worth celebrating in some way. However, is it something that I need to add to my weekly rotation? No, baby, I'm at capacity.
I didn't set the DVR. And I don't actually, like, I saw people complaining about Untucked, but it's like the friends of mine that watch Untucked watch it the following day anyway. Like, most of the time we have a Drag Race viewing party and then go out afterward. Ain't nobody sitting around for 30 more minutes to watch Untucked or Real House Gays of WeHo.
I think, you know what, remember when Fire Island, the TV show, happened?
Yeah.
I think it was on...
I don't think people were as outraged by the cast as that then, were they?
People were anti-it, meaning like, these gays are giving us a bad name.
These
blah, blah, blah,
gays!
But like, I watched that and I found entertainment in that, and I was able to uncouple my identity from the identity of other gay people and say, like, obviously they are not me, and like, I don't find offense in them having a platform because I don't feel like people are getting a bad, giving me a bad rap because I don't identify with them necessarily. So like, I don't know. There's a world where it's like allowed to exist, but I just find it interesting that gays are so quick to hate it, no matter who is in it, when they're going to give this the same type of show, Real Housewives, like...
Energy.
Energy and support and...
Well, that's the difference.
When half of the housewives are voting Republican or doing actual bad things or are actual bad people... Maybe these are bad people on this show, but we have yet to see it. So, like, people jumping to a conclusion about it, I think, is a little bit like, gays really do hate gays.
I don't.
Do you not think that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not saying all gays hate all gays.
The only problem,
the reaction to this feels like that.
The only problem I had it was like the Todrick of it all, because it felt very weird after Celebrity Big Brother, and it felt like he didn't really own up to or apologize or clarify any of the negative stuff that had come out then. And so it seems like a little stunt casting to put him on there. And that, I don't know, I didn't enjoy him on Celebrity Big Brother. And I think that in itself would be enough for me not to watch if I didn't care for one of the people.
I also,
I have a very busy schedule. Housewives is airing year round.
I saw the... In the preview for this Real Friends, first of all, Real Friends of WeHo, the Real Friends of WeHo, Real Friends of WeHo, terrible name.
Okay. I thought.
I doubt they were ever, anybody even knew each other beforehand.
It was very strange to me because it felt like the trailer felt like 90% Brad Goreski and 10% the other people. It felt like it was his show.
Well, it might be.
Because, I mean, maybe he is the biggest name there, arguably.
Maybe he's who knows all of them, and maybe he's just a producer of it.
He's bringing the people together.
Maybe he's the centerpiece, and like he's the one who knows all of them.
Well, I don't know. Actor, singer, influencer Chris Salvatore tweeted that he was like booked for a week, and then people refused to film with him for having an OnlyFans. Which, again, then my thought process was... People are all upset about an OnlyFans, but they're not all upset about the stuff Todrick supposedly has done. IDK.
Yeah. Well, so Chris said last year, three gays from this reality show refused to film with him for having an OnlyFans. So he was fired by production after filming for only a week. So he was like in the cast and they were like shooting and filming and everything. So what? Three of the people wouldn't do scenes with him because he's had sex before? Or isn't even his OnlyFans like?
I think it's like I saw soft somebody porn, said it's like
soft. Yeah,
art. It's like art. Flaccid.
Flaccid. Flaccid.
It's like sexy flaccid pigs. It ain't even come penetration. On,
word. Year of the sexy flaccid pigs.
Oh my god. Well, I guess it is the year of the rat.
Anyway, if they had reached out to you, would you do it?
RuPaul said, never say no to TV or sex.
Hmm. Okay.
So, yeah, I guess I'm there.
Okay, cool. Cool, 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 cool. Cool, cool, cool. Should we talk about Drag Race at all?
No.
Whoa! For real?
We're fresh out of time. What's there to say about 15 to 16 people? Here's what I'll say. I'll give you three bullet points each.
Okay. Of each person?
No, of the whole 2-hour premiere plus Untucked.
Okay.
I enjoyed the episode, and I was glad that all 16 girls were there for one premiere. I thoroughly enjoyed the majority of the talent show. I thought the tops and bottoms were correct. I did not think the person they picked for the winner of the lip sync won the lip sync. That's it.
My big takeaways were
I have one more thing.
I thought you only had three bullet points.
Well, there was probably five. My last point was, and I also think Seven Rings is a terrible song to lip sync to. There. Okay.
Yeah, what is going on with the lip sync choices when the artist is in the room? Sometimes it's like
you picked this bad song.
What
does she want? Like more streams? Is she trying to get like platinum or something?
I don't know. Maybe I don't know.
Anyway, I'm like a mid-tempo bop. Yeah.
I actually didn't find it to be that bad because I thought they were both fine / good at it. I thought it was a pretty up in the air lip sync, especially for the first lip sync of the season, which is supposed to, in theory, be the two worst performers of the season. So like I thought if this bodes for the rest of the season, well, maybe we won't have some terrible lip syncs. Because some of the first lip syncs of a season, it's like,
yeah, let's
just send them both home.
Yep. Okay, let's so what were your three bullet points?
Number one, what is with Queen's gatekeeping drag?
Yeah.
I'm sorry you don't have followers on a certain platform. That doesn't mean you have to be angry at other queens for cultivating a following on that platform. Like, just because somebody might think, oh, I should allocate some of my attention to developing a fan base online as opposed to in person. With that said, I don't want you to be casting queens who have never performed in a club.
I agree.
Find somewhere in the middle. Find somewhere in the middle. There are queens out there that have a TikTok and have performed before. Find those queens.
Yeah, I don't know. I completely agree with what you're saying. It feels like reminiscent of like early seasons when they would show up and they would discredit people who were a comedy queen or people who are a pageant queen or people who are a lip sync queen. And it felt like we've come so far in 15 seasons where people are more accepting and we've seen a range of winners. We've seen winners who slot all of those roles and titles and personas. And so it does feel a little strange to have such a heavy-handed premiere with people trying to discredit girls because they have a social media following. It's like it's also that's how that generation grew up. That's how that generation expresses themselves. That's how some of those younger queens were able to perform because they couldn't perform in a bar that was 21 plus,
yes,
etc.
I really liked the dialogue about like before you're 21, what do you do if you want to explore drag? And like the internet is a safe place for you to explore that self-expression.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was glad that they like explored that topic and they were able to talk it out. And yeah, I hope if anything, it's like, okay, well, we just came out of a season where Willow Pill was so discredited in the first episode, in the first walk-in. Well, like, how are people not understanding that anybody that walks, anybody that walks in that door got cast for a reason. So like, how are people judging on those first impressions? Like, it will only come back to bite you in the edit. You will only look dumb and stupid. And I feel like that happens every season for the queen that like is so quick to discredit somebody's, you know, entrance look or vibe upon first day. Like, usually they get sent home first. Like, that person who's like judgy.
Yeah.
My second bullet point.
Oh my God, that was only your first.
That was one. My second bullet point is, I am over it. I am over it when people are like, reading is drag culture. You need to be, if you're not reading me for filth, mama, then you are not participating in drag. Drag is about reading your sister. Fuck off. Like, the culture can be changed at any point.
Yeah.
Things can be improved at any point. Reading people as a form of adoration sounds like a trauma response because you have been mistreated in your past and you think that that's how you express love. Sorry, I find the reading challenge to be, I don't know, when it's done in a clever way, yes. When it's just like, you're fat, mama. It's like, okay, you... when is somebody going to teach the children that reading is fundamental in a different way than like just dragging them for their physical appearance or trying to discredit their type of drag or blah, blah, blah. It's like, I don't know. I find it to be maybe learn how to express yourself in a productive way, not like thinking reading is the only way. And then it was like weaponized as, oh, you don't know how to kiki with your queen sisters backstage because you've never performed. So you wouldn't get it. I was just like, oh, my God, some of these queens need to shut the fuck up. And that's bullet point number two.
Okay, and three.
And bullet point number three, bullet point number three, bullet point number three.
That's all right if you don't have one.
I'm okay with people in the talent show lip syncing. Yeah. It is a talent.
I will say,
but
I thought
that's your talent, if that's your talent, it needs to have something in it that is so deeply personal to express who you are singularly that nobody else can do. Yes, judo chop a fucking wooden plank. Bam. Now you've turned it into a singular, individualized talent.
Jump
rope your hair. Now it's a singular, individualized talent. If you go up there and you think doing any type of like lip sync is enough, I have to say, back no to longer memorable.
Back to the drawing board. I will say, I agree. I think the queens who decided to lip sync this year were overall better than the ones who just did straight up lip syncs last year. But I do agree it kind of fades to the middle bottom when there's other people who are incorporating a little bit more or doing a little bit more.
That is not to say that it does not take talent to lip sync. I'm just saying,
hell yeah.
If this is the episode where you might go home and it was your only time on Drag Race and you're never coming back, do you really want to just like have lip synced some song? Baby, you're going to be lip syncing a song at the end of the episode if that's what you get up to. We'll have a chance to see that quote unquote talent. Give us something that makes you.
Make a glass of water.
And that's how, even the glass of water I found to be, there's at least an angle happening.
A risk.
There's something
taken
that could be going.
Yeah. It was a big swing.
A big swig.
All right. Designers, is there anything else?
I don't know. Did you ever see the video of James Charles singing?
No.
Dua Lipa, no, New Rules.
No, I've never seen a James Charles video.
Well, for the people who have and the people that know what I'm talking about, it's him at a meet and greet with in front of like a step and repeat backdrop. And there's like woos happening from the crowd, but it's too quiet for it to be not awkward. And he's like lip syncing, or no, he's singing live New Rules, and he's like kind of dancing. that's the energy I'm getting from some of the talent show performances. And that's derogatory. I mean it in a derogatory way. I mean, I just want a little bit more intention.
I hear you.
And I think what I think what that tells me is some of the queens don't know who they are quite yet, or don't know what they bring to the table quite yet, and they're too early cast.
Well, that's what I said about when I watched the Meet the Queens, and they were all like, well, not like 10 of them were like, not only am I pretty, but I'm funny and I'm stupid.
I'm fierce, mama, and I'm also Queen Slay, also and the boots. It's okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it. That's the
with
whole
that said, I'm
caboodle.
So happy Drag Race is back. I feel like I hope I don't come across like it's not my favorite show of all time, because it is my favorite show. So like I am ready to celebrate the queer art. I just want to see it developed. And I want it to be coming from a place of kindness and sisterly adoration, and not of reading and like.
Well, you are a kindness punk. Where can people find you by kindness punk?
They can find me spreading kindness.
I thought you were going to say spreading them cheeks.
They can find me spreading my cheeks. Hey, it was the year of the ussy. Did you see that?
I thought you were spreading your cheeks for your concubine daddies.
Yes. Well, everything in life is cyclical. 2022 is the year of the ussy.
That's what last year was?
Oh, 2022 was last year.
Is 2023 the year of the ussy?
No, 2022 was the year of the ussy.
Well, we're
according to the American Dialect
ussy, sure.
Society. Corey, where can people find you?
Yeah, you can find me. You can find me at the meeting for the. You can find
me. Oh my God!
You can find me having a stroke live on the podcast.
Slow and steady. Enjoy the stroke.
I always do.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.